Saturday, March 21st, 2020, 10:32 p.m. This is following week one of self-quarantine and non-traditional instruction. My son Jackson started the week off excited to stay home from school. On Monday, March 16th, I had to use a sick day because I wasn't about to take him with me to work on campus and risk his and my health during this pandemic. Even though it was UK spring break, UK still planned to have staff members report to work, quote, as usual. I was shocked on Tuesday when they announced that UK would close all non-essential buildings, including mine. While this was music to my ears, since I was having difficulty balancing work with the 2.5 hours of homeschooling work, it was also very scary. You see, UK rarely closes for anything. It has to be an ice storm that shuts down the interstate for them to consider closing. And that's when I truly understood how serious this COVID-19 pandemic was. As the week went on, Governor Beshear gave daily press conferences to update us on COVID-19 in Kentucky. He has given Kentucky so much hope, strength, and confidence that we will survive this. And for the first time in a long time, I have been proud to be a Kentuckian in regards to how we're represented in this country. Each day, I get more anxious as the numbers grow, and I realize that this temporary self-quarantine might last longer than I could have ever imagined. I've seen the best and the worst in humanity this week. People are panicking and acting irrational and selfish. They continue to buy up all the toilet paper, produce, meat, hand sanitizer, and tissues. After 3 trips to the grocery store, the only triumph was finding bananas and apples. People are driving me nuts. But I've also seen our community step up. Neighbors offering to pick up meals, people shopping for others, schools continuing to serve free meals to students, and all the men and women who work in healthcare, essential workers at grocery stores, first responders, and public servants working on the front lines. I miss being with my people, chatting, hugging, and just being with them. I try to distract myself from my anxiety. I need human contact and routine and the freedom to go where I want. But I also need to stay safe and keep my family safe more than anything else. I don't want to be part of the problem. I want to be a part of the solution. So our family will self-quarantine and respect the 6-foot social distance recommendation. Because I don't want to risk any lives just because I'm feeling stir crazy. A few days ago, a video of my son Jackson popped up on my Facebook timeline from years ago. He was 5. It was him quoting Joshua 1:9. He said it with the smallest, sweetest voice. It was the most well-timed reminder that this too shall pass. The world is really changing right now, but the one thing that is constant is God. He never changes. He's always there, and He will always be there for us.